Hello, everybody. I'm Lisa Burwell, your host of VSpeak's Conversations with Heart and Soul. We started the podcast a couple of years ago to add another layer to storytelling to our magazine, V Magazine. We featured these products that we're about to discuss today with Kim Walls, who is the CEO of Fortuna Skincare. And we will probably be continuing her for years to come as the products are amazing. Kim, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
Oh, awesome. Now we can see each other. That's good. We had a little dry run before, but that's all good. Your packaging is amazing. I started talking about that. And what I noticed when you sent us the products, thank you so much for doing that, that your branding and your marketing with the glass bottles and everything that you put to it, you can tell this is a quality product just from the care and attention that went into the packaging. And so how much time and energy did you spend on that? I know you spent an enormous amount on creating the product, but then the packaging of the product is definitely something that's needed to bring to market properly.
It really is. And I think the combination, well, thank you, by the way. I'm glad you love it.
Thank you.
And thank you also for including us in your magazine and in your life.
Yes.
The packaging and the goop are, as you've said, equally important when it comes to helping people understand whatever it is anyone's trying to communicate about a product. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to Fortuna Skin, we have an incredibly unique and lucky situation in that Agatha Lusso and I co-founded this brand together, and she comes from the world of fashion and luxury to the nines, and I come from the world of skincare and creating the goop that goes in the bottles from the nines. So you have two leaders who have completely different perspectives but entirely aligned visions, who've been able to put the heart and soul into those areas where they're really shining their brightest lights. And so that packaging really is all Agatha, and she's exquisite at that.
Oh, yeah, so beautiful. So when did Fortuna come to market?
Came to market just under 3 years ago, but we had worked on it for many years before that, and I have been working on the value structure, essentially, you might say, that is the foundation of the brand essentially my whole life.
Your whole life. And how is that when you say your whole life? I think your father...
He was a founder, yeah. I was born into this industry. I was very lucky in that way. He created a brand called Epicurin when I was a very small child. And so I grew up along his side, working in the garage when it was a garage-sized business to fulfill things and creating formulas. As I got a little bit older, I was the sticker girl at five.
He would
say, "Kimberly, you're the only one who will put those eye cream labels directly in the middle." And of course, I ate that up and spent lots of summers putting on lip balm and eye cream labels. But those little round suckers, man, they are hard to get directly in the middle.
That's funny.
And so went on to study anthropology in school, but always working in skincare as well. And then after graduating, spent the next two decades studying biochemistry, nutrition, and skincare, and really looking at the physiology of the body and how it responds not only to skincare, but all the different wellness modalities where we are able to see measurable differences in health, like blood oxygenation levels, energy levels, fitness, all kinds of things that come from really caring for ourselves from a holistic perspective. So I started founding brands about 20 years ago, founded several or co-founded, and then went on to help other people with their brands. And then when I met Agatha, I actually thought I was finished being a founder because you're one. The energy it takes.
So much.
But then when I met Agatha, and she has this incredible farm, she and her husband Steve have this 800-acre estate in Sicily, which has an amazing story and is the absolute pinnacle of what can be done with something called regenerative agriculture. They have all of these ancient medicinal herbs on the farm that some of them have been used in skincare, some haven't, but a very rich oral history. And some of the things I studied in anthropology were ethnobotany and ethnomedicine. So these beautiful medicinal herbs, all just there, growing in community that could be wild foraged, and then the cultivation practices being used under that regenerative agricultural, under those principles. Essentially, we had the raw materials to create something just entirely different from anything on the market, and something that it's kind of like a dream I've been chasing my whole life. Like, how do you create these incredibly effective, extraordinarily healthy products that are high performance, but also doing something good in the world and carrying messages of health and vitality and longevity? It's really a dream come true. So when we met, it was irresistible to become a founder again.
So did they purchase the farm after you two founded the company, or did they have it before
then? No, they had it. So Steve's family is Sicilian, and his grandmother came over for financial reasons. And they he made her a promise when he was a little boy that someday he would go find the land that she grew up on. So he and Agatha went to go do that. And what they found was a quarter acre parcel with the rubble of the home of the foundation where she lived. To make a very long story short, they bought that. And then in order to help restore health and a thriving economy to this region, they agreed to buy any land that was adjacent to that parcel and provide work for multiple generations to really turn around this place. And so they did. And that was over 10 years ago. They started an olive oil farm. Olive oil is the heart and soul of Fortuna Skin as an ingredient for all kinds of reasons we can get into. Mm-hmm. But we have a sister brand called Bona Fortuna, which Steve started, and they became some of the world's foremost creators of olive oil. And Agatha looked at that oil and with her Croatian roots was like, you know, we could do something really interesting for our skin with this oil. And we were introduced by a mutual friend, and that's how Fortuna Skin came to be. Wow.
Well, that's so, yeah. to say that it's the land is rich. It's a rich legacy to his grandmother, mm-hmm. but also getting a small parcel of land and then somehow over 10 years amassing it to be an 800 acre farm is quite a feat in and of itself. Okay.
Yes, it is.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's wild.
Commitment, dedication, work.
Yes, so much more work than people think, right? When you're starting something or birthing it and then continuing to nurture it, for sure. Mm-hmm. So your background is basically the creation of the ingredients, how they work, what is needed to be in there. So could you explain to us, as you did intake one, educate us on the regenerative beauty and what that means?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Regenerative beauty is the future of beauty. We essentially are, at Fortuna Skin, we're the pioneers and leaders of this type of beauty. And it really starts as an idea back kind of in the early days of organic. So if you look at when the conversation around organic food, organic skincare started really bubbling up to the mainstream, it was probably 25 years ago. And at the time, there were all kinds of limits around what you could do with ingredients to make organic skincare. And there were issues around performance, around color, around texture, smell, all kinds of problems, really. And so the people who were using organic products were doing so at a sacrifice to texture and performance, but they were doing it for values and they wanted health. And it was clear that greater health could come from those types of practices. So the industry evolved then to create clean beauty. And clean beauty uses some natural and organic materials, but really its focus is to use ingredients that are not harmful to the body. And that's good because there were things that were very common on the market that were creating problems around breast cancer, things messing with our estrogen levels and disturbing our hormones, things messing with our neurological system with synthetic fragrances, things like this. So it was great to see clean beauty come to be. But really the idea there is do no harm to the body, as I said. And what we can do with regenerative beauty is blow past those ideas and move into the ideals of creating radical improvement in our health, radical improvement in our planet. And what regenerative beauty is based on really is the concept of regenerative agriculture. What that does is connect the dots between things like food scarcity, generational poverty, climate change. And the scientific community and we at Fortuna Skin are in agreement that really the most important and impactful thing we can do for climate change is practice regenerative agriculture. And then all the things that spiral out from that, whether it's regenerative design, regenerative fashion, regenerative beauty, which is where we sit. And so it's really about that radical improvement and about focusing on the whole system. So instead of just looking at, oh, how can we treat skin topically to address a problem, like you would in farming, maybe throw a bunch of pesticides at something. It's about, no, what's the whole system, the whole infrastructure, and how can we create longevity and vitality where the outcome is naturally more beauty and healthier skin? And really this works at the genetic level all the way through the cycle of life to have skin that has fewer wrinkles, that has fewer age spots, that's more vibrant, that doesn't have so much inflammation and puffiness. It's all the things we want to accomplish and that we go to great extents to do as people, using some pretty aggressive methods for our body. And so when we're able to regenerate from within and take that longevity approach versus that sort of really aggressive approach, well, sometimes that's necessary. You can combine the two. The outcomes are better when you use this approach. So that's what regenerative beauty is about. It's holistic health focused on skin.
Thank you for that. That was a great explanation. So how many people are embracing that? So you've got this, from what I'm hearing at the moment, like an isolated incubator and holistic ecosystem to be able to do this. You're taking it from soil to ground up to the end product, and which is why it's so amazing, because it's so different and everything that you're saying. How many people do you think are going to catch that wave to go that far? Or are you an outlier right now? I know the clean beauty or the organic movement, you know, you said started like 10 plus years ago, and then clean beauty. 20, so now this 30. Is 2030. Okay. So now this is like, let's call it next generation. How far ahead of the curve are you on next generation? And do you have, and you're pioneering, I would assume, is there a big wave coming of people who are embracing it from start to finish?
The true answer to this question is that it depends on how many people are like you who care about sharing this information and about how much consumers demand change.
Basically, Kim, it sounds like you're pioneering like a whole new next level to what you're bringing to the marketplace. How many others are following suit, and are you trailblazers way ahead of the curve?
I think the answer to this functionally comes down to consumer demand and to people like you and the messages you're out spreading and sharing and how quickly that picks up. This is definitely the wave of the future, because we can't keep going the way we are. It's very clear that the climate is suffering and that different problems are happening that have to be addressed. And because there's a huge alignment around regenerative agriculture as the most important solution, the most impactful thing we can do, it's coming. It's definitely coming. How quickly? Really, it's the customer and the consumer has so much power to create change just based on the choices they make. What we find at Fertina Skin is that when people experience our products, the level of loyalty and commitment and enthusiasm and desire to share is enormous. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in any of the companies I've ever worked with or founded myself. It's unbelievable the passion that people have. Mm-hmm. And the results that they see their skin get healthier. We're able to legitimately address the genetics of skin through some of these ingredients. So I think when people see results, they tend to move quickly and they tend to get really excited and share. So the more people who experience it, the faster it will go. And I sure hope it is faster than the organic food movement. Unfortunately, at this time, it's still a luxury health.
Yes, is
at this time a bit of a luxury. And so the more popular these methods become, the more they are proven out, the more access people will have to this type of product, whether it's from us or anyone else.
Right.
And that's really what needs to happen. So hopefully it will be very fast.
Okay. Well, like I said, I think it's already very fast. And then it's 3 years that you're the best cleanser with Goop, and then Pop Sugar, and you are in Neiman Marcus, Bloom Mercury, Nordstrom, Saks, and anthropology, to name a few. So I think the trajectory of that, and to your point saying that the consumers are supporting you and those outlets as well, that you seem like you are just like rocketing basically within mainstream. Okay, just call it mainstream. I would say that your only concern, which I'm sure you'll be able to bypass it, would be, let's call it the skincare that's based from the pharmaceutical side of things, you know, which is conventional and like all the money and the testing that goes into the other side of skincare. But it sounds like you were able to somehow bypass go and just really get it out there. Okay. Which I commend.
Thank you. We had an extraordinary opportunity in the beginning to test extensively. So where we start with things like ethnomedical and ethnobotanical stories about medicinal herbs growing wild on a farm, we then married that with the Western perspective. So we did third-party testing with labs in Princeton, New Jersey. We worked with two different universities in Italy and their testing facilities to examine the potential of these ingredients to transform skin and to meet the claims. So we've actually done studies, for example, like the Wild Forage blend that we're using as a core ingredient blend in three of our products. It's the Ancusis Blendore complex made with wild foraged, a specific blend of herbs in certain ratios. We tested that for its antioxidant potential against things that the pharma industry has done, things like folic acid, vitamin C. These have the highest antioxidant potential from the pharmaceutical perspective. We're on par with that. So our products are equally effective. They're equally antioxidizing, you might say. They're good free radical defenders. Right. And then beyond just that siloed nutrient, when you take comprehensive nutrient density, high nutrient density from a whole plant the way we do, you get synergistic benefits and you get essentially a much broader spectrum of benefits. So while we're able to say from a background in medical skincare as well, and we're able to say, okay, vitamin C creates these benefits. Now you get this. We're able to do that with these products as well, but then add on and this and this and this and that, like so many more benefits because it's whole plant nutrition. So essentially what we're doing is those wild foraged herbs, they on their own have much higher nutrient density, which is what creates results. They're potent, and it's that potency that drives the performance. So we wild forage those, put them in a solvent, which is olive oil or olive leaf water, a hydroglycerin blend, and take the same mixture of plants for each, infuse them with sound. So this is our sound bath extraction method. It's an ultrasound technique actually borrowed from the pharmaceutical industry because we do want that same level of performance that people recognize and understand and expect from pharmaceutical products. So we penetrate them with the sound waves. The fibrous walls break open, and then those active ingredients come out into the solvent. And that's how we get our oil and our water that we are ultimately using as the base of all of our products, this nutrient-infused oils and waters. Mm-hmm. So a huge difference between that and a more typical process is that generally as a base, because you always need an oil base or a water base to take in those nutrients, they have to be oil or water soluble. Our olive oil as a standalone ingredient is extremely active. So instead of using something inert or not harmful, like a petroleum or safflower or sunflower seed oil, something that's sort of just there to hold the actives, we have the most powerful active holding the actives. The level of performance that you get from that kind of potency is, it's just off the charts.
So you'd be the perfect person to ask this question with your background, but I guess kudos to you for being able to replicate and do that and more than what we've been able to be offered before. And then you've got to be leaving out preservatives then, right? Because...
No.
Okay.
No, we definitely use preservatives. Okay. So there are a couple different ways to do it. Preservatives are essential. They protect us from mold and bacteria and all kinds of things. And in order to be mainstream, as that's the word we're using, we have to have shelf stability. We have to be safe. And we have to do all that in the way that is good for the body. So there are a couple different methods we have for that. the way plants grow in communities in nature, so the farm hasn't been cultivated for 450 years. So it has a very robust and biodiverse. Sicily is actually one of the most biodiverse places in the world. It's up there close to Amazon. It's incredible how biodiverse it is. And what happens in these ecosystems is that the plants protect themselves from the same things we need to protect ourselves from, whether it's bacteria, mold, fungus, UV rays shooting down, fog from Mount Etna, all these different factors. Those plants have thrived on their own without any help. And part of how they do that is in community. So what we did was look at different communities of plants, plants that typically grow together, because some are better at protecting against bacteria, some better at fungus, all these different factors, and harvested those, wild foraged those, made our own preservative blend, which we call Longevita Naturale, and use that in formula as part of our preservation system. Then we also use additional ingredients that are Cosmos approved, organic, natural, not harmful, safe, to ensure that we do have that stability so people can enjoy the products like they would any other product that has been preserved with harsh or harmful chemicals.
That is very interesting and sounds completely logical by the way that you described it.
Well, when you think about nature, right? Like, it's been around a lot longer.
It knows how to work, right? Nature knows how to work, right?
Yeah, it's got a divine wisdom. So if instead of trying to go around conquering it in every way, we just take it in and listen to it and learn from it, we really have the ability to grow far beyond what we currently know from a knowledge perspective.
Yes. So where do you see this going? I mean, this is somewhat young in its three-year, I call it infancy in a business, although you have been preparing for this your whole life, being in the business since you were young, being around it and in it and kind of marinating in the business too. And you're doing something so amazing as a pioneer. Where do you see, like, I know you give back a lot to communities, and is this almost like a, are you, preaching? Is it part preaching and part creating?
I definitely wouldn't want to think of it as preaching, but I will say products give us an opportunity to share stories. People use them, they engage with them every day, and generally there's some curiosity, right? What are we using? Where did it come from? And so products give us the chance to tell stories that we might not otherwise get to tell. And that's really, for me, what this is about. So if we can show people firsthand, like, look at the way this business operates, look at the quality of this product, and look at the results that you're getting. No sacrifices, no compromises. Every dollar you spend on this is actually contributing to a better world for everyone. Then more businesses, I hope, can model after that ideal. And we can start seeing shifts that need to happen at an emotional level, at a communication level, culturally, globally. There's a lot of opportunity to do things, I think, better than we are. And so for me personally, if I can play a small role in moving us in a direction that brings more health, happiness, peace, love, then that's what I want to do. And so this is a part of that for me at a very personal level.
Very well said. And so what's the... are you working on new products, or are you just making sure that this product gets out far and wide to as many people as it can?
Both.
Okay.
Well, we are definitely working on that. And you are helping by sharing our stories today. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
We definitely are working on getting our products out there. But new product development is also important. And while our line is modular, it's very simple. Every product is multi-purpose. We encourage people to think of less as more, and we deliver on that with these multi-beneficial products. We still don't have a complete range. There's more we can do, and so we're working on things like that regularly. We have an exfoliant coming out soon. That process of exfoliating is very important, and while we do have a way to do that through our micellar essence, which is a beautiful physical exfoliant, we wanted something that people could do for themselves more twice a week kind of thing. So creating something never before seen in the industry for that product, which I'm very excited about. And then thinking really about all the different ways that we can help people create more health and beauty in their lives. So probably we'll expand beyond skincare, and in fact already have with our drinkable LXR. So that's a way to consume olive oil to get some of those health benefits.
Awesome.
So definitely always working on new products and new ways to share messages.
If there was one product that you would recommend, if someone hadn't tried your products yet, that you would recommend, just try this one, and so basically they could see the benefits, that they would become advocates of buying the whole line, what would that be?
It is our moisturizing biphase oil. No question, hands down. It's an extraordinary product. They all are. But this one is a great place to start because, for one thing, it gives you the visual. When you look at the bottle, it's got partially an oil and partially a water. So you shake it to activate those two formats together. And people call it the anti-oilers oil because it absorbs so quickly into the skin. You get all the health benefits of that oil without any of the downside. And then it has stabilized vitamin C in it as well. So we're really marrying this sort of ancient wisdom with modern science and pulling the best of all worlds together. That's probably best exemplified by this product, with that stabilized vitamin C in addition to our antioxidant blend that performs at that same level. So it's got a full suite. People see a difference immediately with the puffing up of fine lines, the lifting, the brightening, the evening of the skin tone. It has our magnolia in it. We don't use essential oils except for magnolia oil. And it's not because they don't love them. I love them. But they aren't good for everybody because of skin sensitivities and allergies. Magnolia is different in that it's been used in almost every medicinal practice globally, from Ayurveda to hospital aromatherapy that we do here in the United States, to help ground and help calm. It helps balance the hormone system. And so it has, it's a multi-sensory product that works at every level. We recommend people do massage techniques if they have a little bit of extra time to blend it in. When you do facial massage with skincare, you're increasing blood flow, increasing your skin's access to nutrients. It even sends extra blood to the frontal lobes of the brain, which enhances senses of joy and mood. So there's just a ton that this particular product communicates. And it doesn't hurt us that people like Hailey Bieber, Julianne Moore, and Hathaway are obsessed with it. So
yes,
it gives it that extra credibility for anyone who's just coming into the line to test out.
I will be stocking up on that stat.
That's wonderful.
Yes. And as you said earlier, that wasn't on air, health is wealth. And this, I think it's a great way to sort of close up the interview, where it is so true. And what you're doing is providing that, but still letting us all have these products that are going to help us rather than hurt. And the name of your company, Fortuna, meaning fortune, to your great fortune and everybody else's for partaking and being customers of this line. Thank you so much for what you're doing. It's amazing. You are incredibly well-spoken and very, very smart. You are the right person for the job at the right time in the right place.
You.
You're welcome. Yeah. We look forward to continuing our relationship with you, and we will be spreading the news far and wide about how magnificent this is. And we thank you for your time today so much. Enjoy LA.
You're most welcome.
Okay. Sorry for the hiccups.
I will.
Okay. All right, everybody. Everybody, thank you so much for listening and watching. I hope you got as much out of it as I did. And go buy this product today. It's amazing. Okay. Have a good day. Thank you to our sponsors, Rose & Company. Owners David and Carrie DiGregorio have just hit it out of the park with the most gorgeous boutique in Grand Boulevard. They are the purveyors of the most unique and gorgeous hard-to-find flowers and curate the most unique species of roses and flowers, and there's a lot of artistry involved in it. If you have a special occasion and you want to show somebody how much you love them, you've got to get your floral arrangements from them, and they trick out our studio and make it look beautiful every single time we have our podcast. And they have unique bespoke items, and they also carry Versace China, which is just adorable. Like, who doesn't need that, right? And so if you want to visit them, go to Grand Boulevard, or if you want to order flowers online, go to their website, roseandcompanyflowers.com.